Hi, family. I just want to do a quick vlog so you can hopefully get to know me a bit better. I'm Buffy, and this is Buffy's Flavorful Journey. I'm also going to post this as a podcast. I haven't done one of those in a while, so I think it's time. I'm going to be 55 years old in October. Double nickels, as my buddy says. That's crazy. When I was younger, I never thought I was going to make it to 50, let alone anything past it. I did some crazy, stupid-ish in my younger days. I will not lie. Mainly because I didn't love myself. But for whatever reason, God gave me grace, and no harm came to me, nor vice versa, thankfully. So here I am, about 5 to 6 years from retirement, and I cannot wait to start living those 7-day weeks. Weekends, I said weeks. You feel me, fam? I love me. I love my life. I love what I do in my free time. Baking, cooking, gardening. All of which my younger self would have run away from as fast as I could. So to know that I'm doing that now, well, it's crazy. It's funny. It's startling to me. But the wildest hobby that I do now, and I can't believe I do it, is this YouTube channel. I'm shy by nature. I don't like taking pictures. I sure as heck don't like being on camera. And I know my videos are boring, poorly made, but I hope I'm getting a little bit better as far as production value. But hey, over 250 people, you, my subscribers, you subscribe to my channel. Thank you. I'm so appreciative of you. I can't believe it. And you just, gosh, I can't even put into words what that means to me because I didn't think that would happen at all. So again, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, as far as this video, I'm not going to edit. I'm just going to record it, recording it on my laptop, and I'm going to post it because I just want to talk to you a little bit about me. And how I'm enjoying getting older. It's scary though, isn't it? I know I'm closer to dying, and I'm getting closer every day. I think the vast majority of us, we all have some amount of fear about dying. I mean, that's a natural thing, right? To have that fear. But for me, that fear is getting smaller and smaller because I love myself. Something, again, I thought I'd never achieve. But I'm so glad I did because it's an amazing feeling. It's one I hope you all have or that you will obtain someday because, again, it's amazing. And it will help you get older, in my opinion. It'll help you in that aging process. Think about this. New college graduates, probably just graduated last month in May, right? They're 22. They got to work about 50 years before they can retire. 50 years. I'm 5 or 6 years from retirement. That don't seem like anything when you compare it to 50 years. That's crazy. You know what else? I went to school. I got a license, a degree, and everything. I don't even use it. Leave a comment and let me know what your guesses are about that degree, about that license, about that career that I don't even use. In fact, I never used it full time. I did part time for a few years, but I haven't used it since, what is this, 24? Since 2009, so 15 years. But again, leave a guess. I'm curious to know what you all think that career was. And still is. I could pick it up if I wanted to, but I don't, and I'm not going to. Not gonna lie to you. Now I'm sure you're asking, well, why not? Well, I didn't enjoy it. When I did it part-time, I didn't enjoy it. And to think that I would have to have done it for 40 plus years, yeah, that wasn't gonna work out for me. So I lucked out on that. I didn't have to follow that career. Both my parents are deceased. And the older I get, the more I miss them. A lot of that is due to I'm now in a position where I could really take care of them financially, emotionally. I could tell them that I love them every day because that's not something we did growing up. And I would really just like them to see that I'm doing well, that we're all okay, because I live with my older sister and my younger brother. And I would really love for my mother to see that I'm keeping that promise that I gave to her so many times while I was growing up. She would always ask me, would always make me promise that I would look after and take care of my little brother. And I'm doing that, Mom. And I just wish that I could see her here on earth seeing me do that. But I know she's up in heaven. I know she's watching over us. I know she sees it there. But it's just selfish of me to wish that I could sit right here with her and have her see that and just talk to her, just hug her. Hell, I don't want to get emotional, but I just want to smell her. I just want to hug her. Everybody has that scent, right? And the same thing with my father. I just want to give him a hug. And I know I'm not the only one out there that's that way. And I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to you know what else is funny? Again, I live with my siblings, and when I meet people and I tell them that, they look at me like I have horns growing out of my head or something, right? How is that possible? I don't get along with my siblings. I hate my siblings. And I look at them like they have horns growing out of their head. You don't get along with your siblings? Are you crazy? I mean, let's face it, it's hard economic times. My sister's retired. And I don't know if you realize this, but when you retire, your income usually decreases by about 50% from when you were working. So financially, I don't think she would make it on her own. I know my younger brother wouldn't. But combined, the three of us combined, we're doing good. In fact, my goal is to get rid of my biggest debt before I retire, and that's this house. So I'm going to pay it off. And I'm challenging you viewers too, because I watched a YouTube video. This husband and wife paid off their house. They did it in 5 years. Let's all do that. Let's all go for that 5-year mortgage payoff. And let's keep each other motivated. Let's check in every once in a while and see how we're doing. Because that's my plan. I'm throwing every bit of little extra money I get towards that mortgage. You know, tax refunds, if I get a performance, a bonus award at work, whatever. Throwing it at that mortgage. Now, when I started this channel, it was going to be for single women over 50 because that's what I am, that's what I know. But I started looking at the analytics and, you know, looking at my audience. And I saw a lot of men over 50. They were watching the videos too. And I was like, wow, that's so interesting. So that's when I changed my target audience to anyone over 50. Because in my mind, if you're over 50, you made it that far, you're a champion. You're vibrant. You're amazing. You're thriving. At least I wish all that for you and then some. Because let's face it, us 50 plus people, we deserve all that and then some. You know what I'm saying? Find your hobbies. That's what I did, you know, baking, cooking, gardening. But it amazes me that I'm doing all that because my younger self, I would have been running away from that. I didn't want to cook. I didn't want to bake. I didn't want to garden. No. Started doing all of that. Well, not the gardening. I started that in 2022. But the baking and the cooking, I started in 2020 because of COVID-19. I was like, well, what else are we going to And also, because I was a fast food junkie as a younger person, I mean, every time I was at work and then it was time for lunch, I would go get fast food. And this is way back in the 20th century when you could get what was it, McDonald's meal deal for $2.99. What are you going to eat at any fast food joint for $2.99? It's not going to happen nowadays. But that came at a cost. I'm a type 2 diabetic and I have high blood pressure. And I'm on medication for both of those. And more than likely, I'm going to be on medication, at least for the high blood pressure, my entire life. My diabetes is under control. Thank heavens for Trulicity. I love it. I've also lost the weight. At my heaviest, I was 223 pounds that I know of. I hadn't been on a scale in years, and I started Weight Watchers, and I was like, whoa, 223, are you joking? So I lost the weight. Started walking, taking Trulicity, and that's how I lost the weight, and I've kept it off. Thank you. So, for me, what I learned is the trick for me to work out, and I wish I'd known this years ago, is I sleep so much better when I work out. Because now I work out, I do a full body workout for like 30 minutes, and I do that 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And I do sleep a whole heck of a lot better because I love to sleep. So again, if I'd known working out was going to help me sleep even better, sign me up. That's how I would have been, right? But I didn't know that. So on Saturdays and Sundays, I started doing some stretching exercises for 30 minutes each day. And I started that late April, just a couple months ago, because I was so stiff. And you know what was startling to me? I could not sit on the floor cross-legged. I know it's not PC, but when we were little children, we called it sitting Indian style. And now it's cross-legged, right? I couldn't do it. I was like, holy crow, I'm so stiff. I cannot sit cross-legged. So I said, I gotta start doing some stretching. So I've done that and it's been phenomenal. It's helped me so much. Still can't quite sit fully cross-legged, but I'm getting closer to it. I mean, I was way out here, Now I'm about here. My goal is to get fully sitting cross-legged, and I will eventually. Another big reason why I started working out, and I started working out in October of 2023. My right shoulder, stiff, stuck, whatever you want to call it. I can't lift it all the way. And I didn't injure it. I didn't sleep funny on it. You know what it is? It's menopause. It's a frozen shoulder. Common symptom of menopause. I had no idea. But, it happens. So tell me, family, how many of you out there over 50, how many of you can sit cross-legged? Be honest. Leave a comment and let me know. Have you even tried to do that lately? And if you haven't, try it and let me know how it works out. I know I'm not the only one. Another hobby I think you can consider doing if you're, 50 plus and you're looking for something to do, start a YouTube channel. I can't believe I did that. You will get over the camera shyness if you have it. I had it because, again, I don't like taking pictures. I don't like being in front of the camera. I'm getting better. When you do see me on camera, I'm getting a little better. At least I think I am. But basically, just try something new. You're getting ready to retire. You may have a lot of free time in your retirement. So, what are you going to do with your free time? Don't let your idle mind take over because that's when we get into trouble, right? And the mind starts wondering. Don't let that happen. If you're newly single, please consider taking some time to learn about yourself, to love on yourself, to just spend some time with yourself. There's nothing wrong with doing that. And I'm so sorry if you've lost your partner, they passed on. Again, my condolences to you. I'm so sorry for that. But take some time and go through the grieving process. And the way you grieve is going to be different than anybody else. So don't try to compare yourself. Just go through the process. You're going to miss them. That's just how it is. And something else that I've learned over the years, because again, I've lost both my parents. I've lost an older sibling. And yes, for us pet lovers, I've lost plenty of pets, cats and dogs, and I consider them family too. Your grief is your journey. Again, don't compare it with anybody else. And the grieving process is never really going to end. I'm sure you already know that. You just learn how to deal with the loss, and it takes time. You know that saying they say that time heals all wounds? That's a lie. Time just allows that hurt not to hurt as much or as often as when you initially lost that loved one. Right? Truth bomb. I'm not saying this to cause anybody any harm or any more harm. I'm just being honest with you. I've gone through the pain of losing a loved one, more than losing just one loved one. That pain of losing them, it's always going to be there. It's going to come in waves. It's going to ebb and it's going to flow. Sometimes it's just going to hit you like a tidal wave. And it'll hit you unexpectedly. Again, I've lost my parents, a sibling, my grandparents, my pets. I cope with those times when that grief hits me like a wave in Hawaii, one of those big tidal waves hitting you. I cope with that by thinking that at that time, when it hits me like that, that lost loved one is up in heaven, looking down on me, checking in on me. 'Cause I feel their presence so much at those times. Remember this, when you pass, 'cause we all are gonna die, right? More than likely, that grief that you're going through 'cause you've lost someone in your life is gonna go through their grief over your passing, if you're lucky. So make the time that you have left on earth, make it mean something, not only to you, but to those who you're gonna leave behind who are gonna grieve you when you're gone. Because remember something. Regardless of race, sex, age, whatever characteristic you want to throw out there, we're all going to die, right? I'm not trying to get serious or maudlin or anything like that. It's just that's life. You know, they say death and taxes are always something guaranteed, right? Or however that saying goes. A lot of people get out of paying taxes. I'm not going to name names. But death, that's something we don't get out of. Don't lose sight of that. Something else, family, take your health seriously. See your treating health provider, see your doctors, see them regularly, and follow the advice they give you. They're not giving you the advice to waste your time or their breath or their own time, right? Take your prescriptions. Take them when you're supposed to and the way you're supposed to. Eat better. Give up those fried foods and those processed foods. Well, not totally, but give it up for a good majority of the time. You gotta cut back on that. I mean, I don't know about you, but I cannot eat a lot of fried or processed foods the way I did when I was younger. My gut just doesn't want to do that, and it will let me know in no uncertain way that wasn't a good idea what you just ate. If you know, you know. That's all I'm gonna say on that one. And for ladies, us vintage ladies, menopause or perimenopause. Oh my God. I so look forward to not having a menstrual cycle, not having a period anymore. But baby, those hot flashes, it's crazy how they just bam, here I am. It's like the tidal wave from Hawaii. Bam, here I am. You're just sitting there, you just, doing whatever, and then bam, you're an inferno, and you're just like, oh my God. And for me, they hit the worst at night. Now, I've been taking, oh, I can't think of what those, oh, evening primrose, those little supplement pills, and that has helped quite a bit because before it was just like it was out of control. I was getting them during the day, I was getting them at night. Now it's just at night, but it's not as often, and it's not as intense. It's not as much of an inferno as it was before. So that's helped a lot. I really don't want to get any hormone therapies, pills, or anything like that because I take enough prescription medicine. I can't even talk now. So I don't want any more. And I told you about the frozen shoulder. That's a common symptom of menopause. But tell me something, family. Why does it seem like society has put a big taboo or a hush hush, don't talk about menopause? On menopause, on that topic. Why is that? Why can't we women talk about this and prepare the younger women? This is what you're gonna go through. No joke. Why can't we talk about that? What is up with that? I just don't get it. 'Cause I wish somebody had prepared me. 'Cause oh my God. Okay. Big take on this little vlog. I'm a bit off. I'm a bit crazy. Whatever you want to call it, that's me. And people that know me, you'll say the same thing. Matter of fact, way back when in college, my best friend in college, we played against another team of two females. We're playing the game Taboo, something like that. You had to get your teammate to say a word without using that word or certain other words, And my partner, the word she wanted me to say was off. Like on off. So this is what her clue was. Never forget this because this has been over 30 years. She looked at me and she goes, "We're both this." And I go, "Off." Next. And the other team said, "Oh, time out, time out, hold it." And they had to look at the clue because they couldn't believe it. And when I think about it, it was one of the funniest things. I know it's not funny to you guys, but it was funny at the time. If you were there, you would have busted out laughing too. Okay, I'm gonna wrap this up. I've taken enough of your time, but I do sincerely thank you for spending time with me and watching this weird little video. Let me know if you like this video, and I'll do more of them so you can get to know me. Heck, I even want to do some live video streams. And if you guys want to do that, if you're game, let me know. Let me know some good times. I'm on Eastern Standard Time. So, and I have funky work hours, so probably the weekend might be best because I work 10:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. Oof, those hours are killing me. Because you know why? I want to be in bed by 7:01. Yeah, because I'm old. I'm going to be double mint nickels. Family, I'm old. I need to go to bed. I'm on vacation this week, and even now, let's see, it's 3:30 my time, and I want to take a nap. Remember, we were in preschool, and they made us take naps, and we didn't want to on the little cots. I want to take a nap every day. I can't. I'm sorry. Oh gosh, again. Out. I appreciate all of you, and I wish nothing but the best for you. I always try to end that when I leave a comment or whatever. All the best to you and yours, and I really mean that. That's really sincere, and it's coming from my heart. I'll see you, family, in the next video. Thank you again. Bye for now.